Playing with my spoons. Well, welcome to another nice episode of Rosie's Recipes. I do hope you're ready and relaxed. I'm going to take you through a lovely meal to come home to. Now, this meal is, well, it's just what I want. On a Friday, when I come home from work. That's the fridge. Now then, the best kind of meals are those warm, welcoming ones. The ones where you just walk in smelling the savoury, sweet aroma. I'm just unwrapping the meat, and I have my vegetables here. You can't beat a lovely parsnip. Carrots, juicy, I made sure they're fresh. Listen to this snap. Oh, that's gorgeous, isn't it? You know they're fresh when they snap. Warm. Beef stew is the recipe today. I do like slow, warm, tinkering, tickling sound of it. Let's get on with some peeling. Now these parsnips have got quite a ribbed kind of skin. Satisfying, revealing the lovely creamy whiteness. I love the way they smell. Another. Of course, I'm peeling quite fast. You might prefer a slower rhythm. Get all these vegetables done. So many lovely colours. Orange, cream. And I've got a lovely big Swede. Oh, the weight of it. Oh! Now, let me just make sure there's no. Yes, that's perfect. I love the feel of it in my hand. A nice globe, the weight of something round. It's harder to peel because it's such a large shape, but I'm not going to let that beat me. Size can be always accommodated. Oh. There. Few good flicks of the wrist, and this peel is coming away in no time. I like the way it's kind of green under the purple skin. There we go. I don't know why they're called Swedes sometimes and turnips others. Now, garlic. I have this beautiful bowl in my paper bag. I always keep garlic in a paper bag. Keeps better, I think. I'm going to pinch off. Just a little pinch. And there goes one clove. Another. And, oh, a lovely clove there. Oh, look at the papery skin. I like smoked garlic barbs. I buy them from a local shop. The chap that smokes them, and they've got such a gorgeous, gorgeous. gorgeous aroma, nostrils filled with it, and two nice brown onions.
Now I have a really nice hot pan to seal the meat. It needs to be sealed to keep in that lovely flavour, that juice. And I want to get them nice and scorched, that nice brown that forms the deep chocolate colour. Some of that's helped by what came from my onions. I gave them a little fry to give them some colour and bring out the onion flavour. And I very, very briefly threw in the garlic. And that just warms it, brings its flavour through. But we don't want that to burn at all. We don't want that to taste like acidic, acridy. Don't want a nasty taste in the back of your mouth, do you? No, we just want all the good, warm flavours. And getting home from work to the smell of this beautiful stew will be like a warm welcome home with a big smile. I do like it when my house smells of good food. Now here we are with my dumpling mixture. Self-raising flour, suet, some salt, some pepper. Now when I use salt in a stew, I like to use celery salt. Celery has a lovely flavour, savouriness. Now I've added cold water to the mixture. I'm going to create some lovely dumplings. Now some people prefer a small dumpling, just mouth size. Some people prefer a middle sized dumpling. That's the kind I've got. Just right, nice handful. Make them into a nice shape with your hands. It is a nice texture actually, it's a nice feeling. And if you become too sticky, all you need to do is flour your hands and get stuck back in again. Oh yes. And then if you really want to, you could do one giant, massive pair of dumplings on the top, like a Teviot crust. That's another tradition. It's where you leave the dumplings exposed in the oven on top of your stew and they go crusty and crunchy and just gorgeous. Now they're not too small, they're not too large, they're just right. Straight into the top now. Take the lid off. I'm going to pop the dumpling in. Just rests on top of those potatoes. I did a layer of potato, a layer of root vegetables, a layer of meat, and then I repeated. So the meat is underneath the potatoes. Sometimes it's nice to have the meat on top. Yes. But I like potatoes to be the finish. They absorb all the flavour and just how I like it, really. We all have our preferences. Now, some people put some weird things in their stews, make them taste delicious, make them taste just how they like. Liver, sometimes, that's something my father always liked. It's a bit bitter for my taste. Although I have tasted bitter things and not minded. There they are. Oh, 6 dumplings. Oh, gorgeous. Half an hour at the end of the cooking time. And they will be light and tasty, fluffy, perfect to sink your teeth into. Hmm. So that's going to be there for some time. And when it comes out, it'll be like a lovely warm hug. The kind of food our ancestors have been eating every winter, when only the root vegetables and things were available to be used. Those women, those poor women years ago, that's all they had, was a nice thick carrot or a nice parsnip. Mm. You have to make sure it's not too late in the season, because they go too woody. You have to cut the centre out. That stew is going to taste nice all day tomorrow. And then you can let it savour and savour and warm it up again for Sunday. Don't you just love weekends when you can just dip back into something? Hmm. Well, thanks for visiting me at Rosie's Recipes. If you'd like a picture of my dumplings, you can send me a request. I'll send one right along. Good night.